Oh, welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and Steel Waves Radio and Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iHeartRadio, YouTube, however you're catching us. It's the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, and I'm no co-host this week. I'm going to try to handle this by myself, and I don't know. I've got quite an adult superstar on the line with me. She's from Russia with Love. And she's been nominated for Avian Awards and beautiful and mysterious, and we're going to get to know all about her. It's Crystal Rush.
Oh, sounds...
Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Oh, my God. Yes. Call me mysterious woman. Yeah, I like it.
I got to tell you, before we even get started, I find the Russian accent to be so hot.
Oh, you know, actually, it's, funny fact ever for me, because you know, people tell me I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds so hot, keep talking.
I know.
And you're like, what? I consider myself I'm kind of smart woman, and you even don't want to know what I'm talking about. It's like my Russian accent. Make it.
No, I can hear it. I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's funny because I normally do a lot of research, and a lot of your interviews are in Russian, so I just watched them and had no idea what you were talking about there.
Oh yeah, I can imagine, because you know, actually, I refuse a lot of. I refuse a lot of interview because you know, my English, it's not very well. It wasn't well. Now it's better. Thank you for my PR agent. He helps me out with that. And you know, when you don't have power of words. It's complicated to keep discussion, because you know, a lot of time in my life here in US for these 3 years, I got this moment where people start to think what you are dumb just because you don't know language well, and they start to talk to you like you're retarded, and you're like, come on, no, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Don't listen to those American capitalist pigs. They don't know what you're talking about. Americans have big egos, don't they?
You know, I'm here not so long time, so I cannot, give you my conclusion.
Who's got a bigger ego, Russians or Americans?
Oh, you know, I think Russians have the same ego like Americans, and we have two totally different countries with different mentality, with different economic system, with different, well-mannered, with different cultivating, with different everything, but we fucking the same.
Everybody's the same all over the world.
I mean, this two nations, American and Russian, because we have an ego, every time we think what we are, best one, no matter what. And sometimes when somebody asks you for a reason, you because I'm Russian. And the same about some American people, because we have this, but okay, tell me something about exactly yourself. So yeah, all of us, we have super big ego, and it is not bad, but sometimes it's...
Exactly. And you have very expressive eyes already. I'm really looking deep into them. And yeah, something about how you say in every language is just, that's hot. I don't know. Something's hot. You know, I'm turned on by intellectualism and intelligence. And when you say how you say, I know that you're thinking, and it's very, very hot. But I also have to thank Charlie Renegade for hooking this up, for getting me in touch with you. I appreciate it, Charlie. Charlie really likes you. He's a big fan of yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're going to say about that. Before we get started, I got a couple sponsors to get out of the way. And we're sponsored by Audible. If you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, you can get an audiobook, two audiobooks actually, is the deal now, and a free 30-day trial, or an audiobook and a pre-Audible original. So you can get any of the Russian classics. You can get Chekhov, Dostoevsky, Dr. Zhivago, or something really sexual and smutty. They've got all sorts of books about fucking and all sorts of beyond 50 Shades of Grey, just all sorts of smut. They've got everything from Shakespeare to smut.
Erotic.
Sorry?
In English.
Am I talking too fast?
erotic books, like some erotic novels like Emmanuel or something about sex, these books helped me to improve my language at the beginning, you know.
Oh, is that how, oh, audiobooks? Okay, listening to dirty audiobooks.
Listening or reading, it depends like where are you. Like if you're driving, of course you listen this. But when you read, like I read it out loud, and first it helps me to be super pervert stepmom on the set. Like I know what I'm gonna talk in English exactly, not just like So I have like I can tell more. And you know, usually some books about like romantic novels, sex novels, it's very easy language. So.
Everybody learns language first from the dirty words.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, yeah, it's like when I meet some people who, like not Russians, and like, oh, you're Russian. I know the Russian words, пиздец. And you're like, come on, like, all my Russian folks only, like, know how to teach people, like, bad words. But actually, but after I knew what it's in any country you come, local people start to teach you with the bad words at first. And yeah. Only after.
I know so many bad words in Spanish, a couple in, I don't know Russian yet, but I'm looking forward to that.
But, oh, Spanish yeah. Only like, the puta madre narcotraffic, but I have no idea what it is.
Puta madre is fuck your mother, and...
so, yeah, like...
Yeah, and I don't know what else you said, but it's, yeah, fuck your mother, probably fuck your mother and your sister, I'm guessing, but...
Like, we'll just think I know...
But go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Get 2 free audiobooks or an audiobook and an Audible original. You get a 30-day free trial. You can cancel anytime. And they have books in every language. So if you wanted in Russian, you want to learn Russian, there's a lot of books where you can learn languages. Go to audibletrial.com.
Yeah, that's awesome.
/DMS for the Dark Mark Show. We've got so many sponsors. I want to just go real quick. Hustler Hollywood is a sponsor. What's your favorite vibrator? Crystal?
Man Tank.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have that. But we're going to have a link on the show if you're listening to us on Podcast Catchers or on YouTube. You get 20% off anything at Hustler plus a free gift. We have we're sponsored by Spy Associates. So if you want to see if somebody's spying on you or you want to spy on somebody else, get some James Bond equipment. It's 20% off every order over $249. There will be a link in the show for that as well. And our new sponsor, we got so many sponsors. As soon as we book you, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Raise Energy Drink. Raise Energy Drink is the best energy drink. You probably see it in gyms. You probably see it at GNC. It's part of the Red Sports line. And we're going to have a link where you get 15% off Raise Energy Drinks. I don't drink coffee, so I drink a lot of energy drinks. And I will tell you, this is the best. No sugar, no carbs, no crash. So those are our sponsors. And so Crystal Rush, I was trying to find information about you. You were born in St. Petersburg, Russia. Is that correct?
Oh, it's totally wrong.
That's on your IMDb, so that's wrong.
Like if you're gonna believe like everything you can find, so like it's everything like totally like it fails, like so like I was born, it's not St. Petersburg, it's little town about like let's say 200 miles away from Moscow to south,
not okay.
Like I was born like close to Ukraine,
okay, it's,
but like I'm like more south, and
the tropics of Russia.
You know, to reach tropics, we have to ask for war and like win it from like Africa, part of Arabia or somewhere sure. else. So then we will move like more to tropic. But no, it's still not tropic.
But better in Siberia.
Oh, Siberia! You know, sometimes it seems like yes, it's Russia, but it's. It's different Russia. It's like, you know, if you, for example, go from California to, let's say, like...
Alabama, Texas, New York, Chicago, it's all different.
It's still the same country, but, you know, sometimes you even don't understand what people say.
Yeah, there are different accents in Russia. I'm sure different dialects wherever you're at.
Yeah, for example, like, I totally don't understand my auntie. Like, she's sister of my father. And when she talked to me, I'm like, what? Like, you know, it's mixed with Ukrainian, Russian, and, like, Gypsy, Armenian or something. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? yeah, and like, yes, and some pronunciation, some accent, and like, yeah. And Siberia, it's pretty cool. It's like, you know, it's part of Russia, which is still have some, how to say, clean air, wild, yeah, and like something like that.
Yeah, so what was it like growing up in small town Russia?
What was it
like growing up in small town Russia?
Oh, it was a challenge. You know,
Were you like a farm girl or what?
No, I'm not farm girl. I'm like, it's a town. It's town, like, you know, the population of this town, you know, it's a little bit different than here, but we call it small one, but it's 350,000 people.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but it's still like small town, but it's town, but like most of the time, like I spend in the countryside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like maybe just why I'm a little bit, not little bit, I'm a lot of rebel.
You don't say. I've seen some of your movies, I can tell.
Yeah, and you know, to be born and raised in Russia, it's already changed.
Yeah, it must have changed when you were a kid.
When I was a kid, you know, it's like kind of sad story. Till my 8 years old, I've been a little princess. Like, you know, everything was like so perfect, cool. And like, I don't know what, like, some bad things can happen. And like, after, like, my life can kind of changed. And like, so I knew what is like to stay for yourself.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. But when did you, let me ask you, because I was curious about this. Yeah, I don't think you've worked in it, but is there a porn industry in Russia? And if so, what's up?
Actually, it's forbidden there. Like, it's
against
the law. For example, if you're going to be producer, let's say it's like this, so you can go to jail like a pimp.
Right.
Girls, yes. To be producer, it's cool. To be pimp, it's not. So, like, in Russia, you cannot do this legally. But, you know, in Russia, you cannot do anything legally, but people still do everything. So I start my porn career in Russia. It's in St. Petersburg. Just why in my biography you can see this moment, like what I'm from St. Petersburg. Crystal Rush from St. Petersburg.
Right.
So like technically, yes, Crystal Rush from St.
Petersburg. That was your character, was Crystal from St. Petersburg.
Yeah. She was born in St. Petersburg in 2013. And of course they shoot porn, but everything they shoot, they do it behalf of European producers. Or sometimes, for example, Rocco Siffredi has come to us. Yes. And like Pierre Woodman has come to us, like these like famous European guys who shoot porn. And like a lot of Italian producers who shoot for Evil Angel. Yeah, mostly for Evil Angel and King.com. They come to Russia and shoot a lot of porn because price, because there is forbidden and a lot of things which is make your budget in your pocket. So
sure, yeah.
If you can use it, of course you will use it. Every smart people do this, like so, like, and of course if I have this opportunity, I will come to Russia and I will shoot a lot of Russian girls for like way less price than you can do it here. Right.
So. Yeah.
And do it in St. Petersburg in Russia because I wanted to be in porn since I turned to 15 years old.
Really? I was going to ask that. I was going to ask two questions. First, when did you know you were hot? When did you know you were a beautiful woman? When did you realize that? Or did you always know that?
Maybe a few years ago.
Really?
Yes. You know, like, for example, in my school, I've been ugly duck. After, I've been like, yes, I always do some makeup and everything. But I didn't think I've been, like, super pretty or so. I've been totally, how to say, objective to my appearance. And I see, like, how girls can look, how they cannot look. And I understood what, yes, I'm pretty, I'm tiny. I'm, like, I have a nice perspective.
Yes.
To be a posh, right. But I was like pretty average.
Because every beautiful woman I've known and I've interviewed say, you know, when I was in high school or when I was a kid, I was, you know, people thought I was ugly and they made fun of me. And they do you have the same, do you have, and I always try bullshit, but.
You know, it's kind of cliche, which is really exists. It's, you know, we have two type of beautiful women. First type, it's like, they like just born beautiful and they don't need to do anything. They just till they're 35, they're pretty with no like effort. But after 35, if it's not effort, it's like, and woman like me, like, so I didn't have a teeth. Yes, I was tiny, but I wasn't like in shape. Like I have something like my teeth was not straight and like la, 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 la. And so like, I knew everything like not good on me. And I always work on it because I know what, like, I want to be like this girl who don't do anything to be pretty. And so all life I work out, I do, like, do cosmetologist, I don't drink a lot of alcohol, and like I work on it all the time. And so like only this way keep like help me to keep that look I have now.
Yes,
but like it's fucking tons of money, oh my god. Yeah, and like, so
I'll bet when you get up out of bed in the morning with no makeup, it's stunning.
Yeah, like, you know, my boyfriend all the time, he's telling me like, oh my god, I so much love you in the morning because like you look like a baby, like no wrinkles, no nothing, like this pretty face, like pink lips, and after like you wake up and you start to touch your face and like, come on.
Yeah. So and the other question I asked is I wanted to know is when I mean, you said you wanted to be a porn star since you were 15. You must have been sexual at an early age, or at least sexually interested.
When I was 15 years old, I've been virgin.
Yeah.
I watch porn. In Russia, even like to sell porn, it's forbidden. So you can go to jail like for 5 years.
Right.
Get like some DVD. Was like, you know, to find like a treasure. And of course, like between friends, like we use this disc, like we exchange it, and like we like, oh my god, I don't have to like lose it. And like once upon a time I get DVD from my friends and there was a video. It was a hard video. So like I knew how to masturbate, I knew how to come, but I still was a girl. And it was a video, there was a three guys and two girls.
Okay.
And it's double penetration, it was an anal, it was a classic scene, it was exchange. And I remember I didn't like masturbate for this video, but I got some thoughts in my mind, like what I would feel if I can be in the place of this woman. How I feel myself, like how, like would I feel like, oh, how like I'm porn star, like yeah, like I'm fucking beast, or like it will make me like feel like, I don't know, like shame or something. And this thought like start to live in my mind like since I saw this video. Of course I forget about like what I would want to try it, and like I would want to try myself like a porn, but you know, like it's better idea how to make your dream come true. Just see it, want it, and forget it, and after your life will bring it to you.
So, like the law of attraction, like the secret, you wanted two dicks in your ass and you got it.
Yes, and so like and since that moment, like I keep watching porn all the time, and when I start to have sex, I remember my boyfriend at that time being super happy about, because all the time we have sex I turn on some porn videos and he like, oh my god, like so amazing, like it's so cool. And so like porn been with me like kind of all my life. I like to watch it, I like feel good like when I watch it, I like to have sex when I watch porn. And like yes, like somewhere inside my, I don't know, mind, I've been like, I don't know, imagine myself like I'm a porn star.
You like to watch porns while you're fucking?
Yes, I like to just have it like a background.
Your own porn or other people?
Other people.
Okay.
For example, like my fetish is to be cuckold for my boyfriend. I want him to fuck someone and me just like to like sit and watch.
Someone? I mean, you're right there, I would guess.
Yes, and so like, yeah, like now I just need to like, now I'm moving right now. I literally don't have a place.
Yeah. And he's very secure. I mean, I would, I don't think I've ever, I'm trying to think if I've ever fucked with, I've watched porn, got excited then, and then fucked, but I've never like just had it on in the background.
Start to watch porn like, and after like during like you're watching porn, you start to have sex with your like woman, right? But it's not necessary to stand up, go on to turn it off, and like, so like, okay, like,
oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, I just, yeah, I actually don't watch a lot of porn. I I jerk off to Lifetime movies and like all sorts of, but I and that's why I hadn't heard of you, but I'm catching up. I've caught a lot of videos, and you really specialize in MILF and stepmother. That seems to be everything I'm coming across. And you're not that old. I don't get it.
The people gave me this like stepmother, I don't know, cliche. And you know, now I can say like I only one stepmother from Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you become a stepmother all of a sudden? I mean,
you know, like I've been switching agency, like to looking for like agency I can work with. And one agency owner, she told me like, okay, babe, at that moment I've been 29. And okay, babe, you are 29. You're not young anymore. I look at her like, oh my God, how is food? Yeah. That's like, of course, she's older than me. She's like earlier 4 years or something. But like, it's kind of stupid to tell people like when you but. 29, they're like, ah, you're old. I'm like, okay, so I'm old. Okay, if I tell like to someone who's older than me what I'm old, I probably they punch me in my face for that. Yeah. Yes, and she told me like better for you to be a stepmom, but you know, like I'm not a girl, but not yet a woman.
That's the thing. I now it makes sense, I guess. If you're not, if you have to be like almost look underage, and you definitely look like a woman.
So, and like, you know, it's like either or you teenager, look like a teenager. For example, I start to do my porn career from 2024, and I've been teenager till 28.
Right.
You know, like, not in the, as I see, it's kind of nothing between. Nobody wants to fuck just young woman. Everyone wants to fuck or like teenager or mama. I mean, in porn.
Yeah, in porn. Yeah, I was gonna say I'll fuck a young woman, but sure. I guess you're in. You know, I'm looking at your IMDb, which apparently is incorrect, but it lists your movies as Mom is Horny, Bad MILFs, Mommy's Girl, Mommy and Me Have a Secret, A Lesbian Anal Workout Volume 2, Moms Look Teens, and I was looking at you know, the free porn sites to see, you know, just to get a, you know, just research purposes, and they're all like, you're the stepmom, and you're always in the kitchen making something, the dad sneaks out, the son fuck you, or the son and his friends fuck you, or the neighbor, but you're always like, yeah, you're always a stepmom.
You know, I would call it like, not like just a stepmom, I'm dream girl for all young boys, like, so like it's my character for now, like, you know, like I'm like sexy mama's friend, daddy's friend, stepmother, like I'm no, no, like older friend of your like older brother or something like this, and like, so like, yes, I,
half,
you know,
these guys are older than you. Half these guys look older than you.
Yeah, I remember like I came to Miami and we shoot for Perf Mom. And the guy who been my son, he's almost my age. Like, he might be younger than me, like, for a few years. And it's a very famous guy, Peter Green. He's handsome. He's look cool. He, like, super, like, sporty. And yeah. But, you know, like, I'm look next, when you put me next to him, I look like a tiny little girl. And I'm like, okay, son. Yeah. And he looks so brutal, and like he doesn't look like a little boy. And I was like, okay, at least it's make me happy, because I don't want to fuck some tiny young guys under age.
Okay, so you like real, but in your personal life you like real men.
You know, I never been wanted to have relationship or sex with a guys who younger than me. But you know, give me 15 years more.
Okay. I'll check back with you in 15 years.
And about.
So all of you guys in sixth and seventh grade, you've got something to look forward to. But so you're doing porn in Russia, and well, you were telling me that you were, well, first off, you're exchanging DVDs in Russia. How do you get these DVDs? They just sell them on the street, or there's a back room in a store?
As I told you before, in Russia, everything forbidden, yeah. But everyone don't give a fuck. So, you know, it's a main rule in your life. It doesn't matter you like follow the rules or no. most important things to know how to avoid these rules. So, and if you was born in Russia, you have to know that things. So, I've been working in some like DVD store once. So it's been like for a few months. And I remember we have a bunch of DVD. It was like pirate version when on one DVD you can have like 10 videos, 10 movies or something. And a section only for 5-10 DVDs. And I never like show up, like show it on like my stand. It's always been under my table.
Right.
And so,
where did you get the DVDs though?
Oh, so like people like download some porn like from the internet.
Oh, okay.
Like, happen, yes. I can make you DVD disc with my face, with my everything, and like I can make this box, and like so you will never know like what is made by me.
Right. So your original porn name was not Crystal Rush.
It was a Crystal Rush at the beginning, but just from K.
Because there's what's the other name? Aurelie Rebel.
Yes. So story about Aurelie Rebel. I just get to know what Crystal Rush sounds like, crystal meth for people.
Yeah, no, I got that right away.
Yeah, because like you know, before I didn't know it in Russia. I didn't know what like crystal. It's like for me, crystal. It's something clear. It's something like I don't know. It's some crystal like I don't know onyx.
Did you name yourself or did somebody else name you?
Yeah, I did. I named myself because Crystal Connors was a character in movie Showgirls, and she been a dancer, very sexy and very cool. I loved her, and I decided to name after her Crystal. But like Crystal, like to do totally same, I decided it's kind of stupid. Then I decided to call myself Crystal Rush, like to, you know, I'm like Rush from Russia, like something like
yeah, to yeah, some. Yeah.
And in that moment, my English level was super low.
Yeah.
And so like, I didn't know what it can be, what it sounds for people. And so I started to work under this name. And after I met the head of private.com, I guess. Yes, it's a very famous site in Europe, private.com. I don't know about here. And the one head of this private. Something like this, no matter, doesn't matter. And he told me, like, babe, you know, your name sounds like a drug. You have to change it because it's like, you look so romantic and like something, but your name, it's too, like, too much for yourself. And I'm like, okay, so if like some like smart and like, I don't know, like famous dude who like work in the industry like for a long, give me this advice, so probably I have to follow this. And I changed my name, like my agent at that time, Giuliano Grandi from Jewel Models, it's our European agency, which is basic for like Russian models especially, very cool agency, and like this agency gave me like a lot of opportunity to see this world. And she helped me with that name, Aurelie Rebel. We just didn't think what it's going to be complicated for people to pronounce it.
Yeah. It's not a bad name, but Crystal Rush just flies off the tongue. But like I say, it does sound like a drug. Apparently it's a video game. It's all sorts of things. But, I was just wondering if you made it up yourself or somebody else made it up. But
No, it's been my decision. And when I decide to come here, I've been thinking like to keep my name like Aurelie. But, you know, I didn't like it because people all the time they pronounce it wrong.
Right.
And you know, nobody likes when your name sounds like a bunch of different ways but not right.
Sure.
And so like to make it easy for everyone, because like you know, I'm like a light. If I don't like something, you will see it in my eyes immediately. And so to avoid this moment to make people like, okay, come here. I go back to my Crystal Rush name, just like change it like how to write it.
But people do get addicted to Crystal Rush.
Yeah. Because that's don't be in a rush. I'm here. I'm your drug.
Yeah, it was confusing to me because I would look up your name and then this Aurelie Rebel would come up and she kind of looks like you, but
Yeah, it's different first of all because I look totally different, you know. Every year I changed my face have changed, and it's not because I don't know, I do a bunch of surgeries or so, but it's like literally like I changing. And now free ones, I guess, or like some, yeah, free one site. Now they made some big update, and I see like now all my old video under Aurelia Rebel name or like old Crystal Rush is like pop up, like up, and like, you know, I didn't see some of this video.
I know, it's like looking at a high school yearbook.
Yeah, and like, you know, I can see like how my Crystal Rush growing through this year.
Yeah.
Because when I start to do porn, I've been, you know, before I start to do, I still like, what? I'm saying. And, you know, I've been thinking what I'm super curve. I've been thinking what, like, I'm pervert enough to do porn. And, like, you know, after these 7 years, turning back, and I'm like, because, like, you know, it's like, really, I can say I've been so not open-minded.
Really?
Yes, like, you know, inside my brain, inside, like, in by everything I tried, I felt like, you know, and again, compared to my friends from my little town.
Oh, yeah.
Super open-minded. But to compare, for example, with... you can name any of American porn actors. And any of American porn actors, even if it's like super new, 18 years old, they way more pearl than me at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, and now if you take a look for some video, you can see how it's been like, I don't know, some shy girl who doesn't understand how to make a perfect, like, and great performance.
Yeah.
Like, learn how to do it, and now, like, so I can say, like, now I'm proud for my video. Before.
So you become more perverted over the years.
I would say I become more professional about porn. I won't become...
Or less perverted, more professional.
I become more professional, but I become more perv.
Oh, okay. What's something that you like now that you didn't like then, sexually?
This funniest thing, what finally I'm a pansexual. And
aren't we all?
And so, and trouble was about when I have 15 years old, I just get to know what lesbians are exist. Mm-hmm. Do you understand like how deep this trouble was like for me? Because I remember all my life I've been thinking what something wrong with me.
Before.
Because I, you know, like after like a while, like my mother tried to tell me what like a world is not like as I think. But how to explain for your kid what like woman can love woman, man love man, and everything in the country where it's like, that's not.
Yeah,
and so like when I get to know like, oh my God, like lesbians are exist, like I felt relief. Because before I've been thinking like, you know, something wrong with me because like I like girls, like not like just the friends, like I really like them. And so like now I open for myself a lot of different sexual type of people, like transgenders, like for example, like now my like, how to say, to-do list, not in this year, probably next, I want to have a like threesome with two big guys. Yeah, and like for example, 7 years ago, if like somebody tell me what I wanted, something like this, or like I, how to say, came out with this idea what I really love woman, what I'm really like, be lesbian, pansexual, you can call it whatever you want, and like you can tell me about 7 years ago, I probably like think like you joke on me.
Well, I see your incredibly expressive eyes lit up when you said transsexual.
It's so, you know, for me, it's like, it's another, world. Because, you know, in Russia, we knew, like, I know what lesbian and gays are exist, and it's made me happy because, like, I'm not weird, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So, but first transgender, I know in Russia, like, you know, it's been in some, like, TV show and something, and, you know, and for me, it's still been, like, something, I don't know, for entertainment or something, what abnormal.
Right.
Because in my country, they teach us what this is fucking abnormal.
Right.
You are fucking cuckoo, and like, it's not because like...
Yeah, they used to teach that here too.
Yes.
Like, It wouldn't be against the law, but it would be frowned upon.
I made big research about transgenders. I made big research about gays and lesbians and all this like queer community, because I didn't believe the moment what you just like, I don't know, you live on your life and after you're like, oops, I decide to change my sexuality or like now I love women. No, I didn't understand how. And I made a big research and I understood what old system in Russia, which is tell you like what is bad and like it's like some disease, was wrong. A lot of people was born with this idea, like as I told you about myself, like, you know, I felt something to woman and I didn't understand what it is because I didn't know it's possible.
Yeah, it's the same here though. It's changing now, but for, you know, probably until like 5 years ago, it was really, really frowned upon. And, you know, people are told to be one way or the other, but I'm glad it's changing. I would love to see you in a scene with maybe, you know, your stepson's a transsexual and it's a hot girl with a dick and she fucks you. I would love to see that.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, like what, as you asked me, like what you will do, like want to do now and like what you up for now and what you wasn't before. So all that things, which is Russian nation make you think it's abnormal. Now, I love it. I want it. I do this. I got it. And I'm pretty happy because, for example, in Russia, like it's been my trouble because I've been fired from some work because like I have a relationship with a girl. Yes, in another job, I almost been raped by my boss because he cannot accept the moment what I'm a lesbian. He so much likes me, and
that's,
I just
that's awful.
And I like, for example, now I have a boyfriend, so I like girls, I like boys, I like all type of people, and like in that moment, like I've been like lesbian, bi, whatever. Like I have a girlfriend, and like. No, like I had trouble with my work. I almost been raped. I've been beaten for.
It's awful.
Yeah, like.
So you're a lesbian in Russia. You identify as a lesbian. You've been pansexual the whole time, but you dated girls for the most part in your youth.
Yeah, like I have I almost get married like with a man, like just because like you know like this social pressure for you, like it's very hard.
I know you had your hands spread apart. I thought it was a dick size, but I didn't know.
No. And like, so now I'm pretty happy what I can be with any people I want. I can openly say I'm a pansexual. I like women. I like men. I like transsexual. And I don't give a fuck. And you know, it's amazing feelings.
Yeah, we should all say that. I mean, you know, why restrict it? Why, you know, just fuck whoever you want. And I agree with you. Now I see that. I love the corset that you're wearing, by the way. It's wonderful. Are you into S&M at all? Is that, cause I haven't seen anything on video about it, but do you like a little spanking, a little choking, a little bit of that stuff?
Yes, I like some games, but.
Or are you the dom? I feel that you're the dom.
You're totally right. Like, I like little spanking, little, because, like, you know, I'm totally against abusive content. I've been shooting porn, like, I cannot say anything what is bad or good, because some people like it, and some people like to be abused. Somebody want to use something like in the song. Someone want to be abused. But I against this, all these things, maybe because of my roots, maybe because all my experience from my life, because, again, like, in my country, abusers... It's a normal.
Yeah. No, I understand that, and that's a different thing than people that.
Yes, no, I'm against this seat, and so just why I prefer to do some more classic style, of course, like with some like butt slapping, like hair pulling, but without like you know like spitting in the ass, like punching or something, because like for example, when I be like dominatrix, first time in my life, they like okay, now you have to like how to. Beat him like with a cane.
Yeah, whipping and stuff. Yeah.
I've been like, oh my god, like no, I can't. And like producer, he gave me like 3 shots of vodka. I asked him like, please, like I need it because if you want me to be like aggressive in real, get little drunk. Because maybe I look like I'm a bitch, like, and like, yes, I look, it's totally good to be dominatrix, but I don't hurt people.
Yeah. No, you don't look like a bitch. Who said that? I will tell you though that the when you slapped your ass, I mean, those are buns of steel. That was pretty loud. But you used to be a personal trainer, right?
Yes, I even have a diploma, a Russian diploma, like I'm personal trainer. And I've been working in Russia, in Russian fitness club, like a trainer. I just started to do it and I moved to US. But I do it just to know how to exercise at the gym, because, you know, without the right knowledge, you can harm yourself.
Sure. Now, what are you doing at home now with the pandemic as far as working out?
Oh, I can show you. I have a like, big bucket. There is like mini bands, big bands, and some weights. And like, for example, I have a yoga mat. I have a mat for like four yogas. And like, you know, it's when you lay down, it's like super sharp. And I spend just like 30, 40 minutes next to my mirror.
I'll bet.
Yeah. And
I would too.
Yeah, and like, you know, everyone get to like gain weight during quarantine. I lose it.
Yeah. That's good. Good for you. Now, when did you move from Russia to America? And was it?
It was 3 years ago. It was March 27th of 2017.
Oh, you remember the date?
I remember the day I started the forum. It was January 13, 2013.
Okay, so you were doing porn for 4 years in the underground of Russia.
Yes, I did it like more. Yes, like almost five years I did it in Russia. I did it in Russia, but mostly I did it in Europe. Because, like, you know, it's usually like it's straight way for all like European, Russian model. So if you start to do it in Russia, you do it in St. Petersburg after like you met our drew models.
Sure.
Yes, and so like, and you fly to Europe, like to Budapest, which is like capital of European porn, or like Czech Republic, and Spain as well, France. So it's like, yes, these countries doing porn.
Yeah, and so, Russian women are the most beautiful, wouldn't you agree?
You know, I wouldn't say like this, because it depends.
Because I've dealt with a few women from Poland, Czech Republic, Russia, and they all think they're the hottest.
Wow, like hottest and more beautiful. We are noticeable.
Ah.
This is a different, because, you know, look at me right now. I look like, I'm after gym. I look like a shit. But, you know, even in that look, I look like this, what people like turn their head to me.
Oh, sure.
Yes, and most of the time, you know, you can notice that moment next. It's not about from where are you or how you look. It's about feelings you give to people, vibration. And so, like, you can notice the moment sometimes you, like, look at woman and you can tell, oh, my God, she's so hot and la, la, la. But if you, like, just look at the second time and start to look more carefully, you will see what she is, like, not super pretty as you thought. It's just these vibes. Because a lot of beautiful women, like now in America, I saw like, I don't know, different type of women like this, like with big teeth, big lips, and like Kardashian style, which is like considered like a pretty. And you look at this and, okay, no. And like you can see like another like slim, super tiny and super pretty and like no acne, no nothing. But again, like, no. So it's about the life. It's about the light, what you see from the people. And the Russian woman try to, how to say, do everything to show your best life.
Because you haven't had plastic surgery, right?
Oh, I have tons of this.
Well, I mean, you got the breasts, but I mean, the face is...
My face is most of, like, I do, like, cosmetology stuff, and I delete, how to call it in English?
The cheeks?
Sucking pots.
Okay, oh, Botox?
You see?
Oh, Botox, yeah.
It's it's like, I don't know, some sucking pads, like, I don't know, like, here's like a little piece of fat in our faces, which is...
You had liposuction in your cheeks?
Not liposuction.
Oh.
It's literally make a hole in your cheek and like cut it. It's two little fat pads, which is given for us when we just born to suck milk from the teeth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still have those, I think.
And so, and after we're done with sucking teeth.
I've never done doing that.
Yeah, so, okay, some food, whatever, like, but it's like by nature. And after, we don't need it. So, like, it's like a rudiment. And after a while, like after 35 or so, you can see a lot of women and men who have this, like, thing here. So, okay. It exactly this second part, like, which is, like following down. So.
And what about your sumptuous lips?
My lips as well. I did some injection, which is I'm super regret about. It's been 2012, and it was biogel. It was only once, but the problem is I cannot get rid of this without doing surgery.
Yeah.
And almost 8 years ago, I did this injection, and here we go. It's still here.
That's fine. It's good. I thought, you know, I don't know what they were like before, but they're fine. Yeah. I just, this is all natural, which, you know, for better.
You know, how can I say, like, yes, I do some Botox, I change my teeth, I do exercises, I wear the belt, but my philosophy is more about you can do whatever you want. You can cut something, you can get something, but just be in the middle of everything. It's like
everything. True sexuality is within.
Huh?
True sexuality is within. True attractiveness is within what you project.
You know, true attractiveness, it's when you love yourself, when you totally accept yourself. It's as I told you, it's not about like, perfect teeth, of course, like you can see perfect teeth and then you want to know about my very cool inner world. Yes, I know that. But I saw a lot of time, this light, as I tell you, like this light comes from people who, it's not light about like hardness or so. It's like when person love himself, when person love everything, when person happy, it's more sexy thing ever. I don't know. I don't like hysterical bitches. Just why, like for me, a person who like feels sexy, mm-hmm. not for themselves. Right. This more in hard people ever.
I agree with you. Yes. Now, when you got to America, are there things in the American pornos that you weren't doing in the European pornos? Are they wilder? Are they not as wild? Or
you know, before I've been thinking what it's wilder because people like told me like, oh yeah, like right, like Europe is like child garden. Like it's nothing, but you know, I will tell you like more rough and like hard stuff happened in Russia.
Oh really?
Yes, and in Czech Republic in legal porn. Here in USA, I still didn't work for King.com, so I don't know. Like I work for King.com from Russia.
Right. Oh, okay. So you did some SM stuff in Russia, but not here.
One and only gangbang for King.com, which is, was like me and five guys in like some old like broken factory, like which looked very and like after this I said like no more gangbang because like I literally couldn't walk like for the next few days and, like it's been hurt.
Ouch. And it's an ouch.
Yes, it was fucking ouch. And like here, so like you know, for these 3 years I have two hands, and it was enough. It's enough to count all my anal stuff.
Oh wow!
Yes, in Russia, in Europe, like you know, two hands was enough to count my vaginal stuff.
So, oh really? They like anal way more in Europe, huh?
Europe, it's more about anal. They like to fuck ass. I don't know, like so, like.
Because I have to be honest. Most of the videos I've seen of you were anal videos.
Yeah, that's why if you can check like Aurelia Rebel, for example, it's like more about anal. And here, like, for example, US, more about teasing, more about game, more about domination from woman. Like for example, a lot of like girls like, oh, I'm whore and I like it. Uh-huh. Can you tell something like this some European or Russian girl? Uh-huh.
Right.
It's like that work for us. Like so. And like in Europe, it's more like Europe and Russia, it's again like it's more kind of man world or so. There's like more about like anal sex, hard sex, abusive stuff, and like you don't need to talk, you just need to like enough. Here I remember when I came here, like you have to talk during like the sex, like guys, I come to fuck or I come to talk. So
well, yeah, acting for the first time, that must have been even scarier than maybe doing anal for the first time,
you know. So here more about acting, there more about action.
Yeah.
And but anyway, I like European porn. I like American porn. I like porn basically.
Yeah, I noticed that. Now, who's hotter, Russian men or American men?
My Armenian men.
But Armenian, you know, men, really?
You know, I like Armenian men. Maybe because like my guy, he's Armenian.
Your boyfriend's Armenian. He's in the next room, and he'll beat me up if you say anything different.
No, actually, like, he's not at here, but, you know, I cannot answer for this question, how to say, like, honestly or right, because I don't have experience with European guys, for example. Only, okay. Like, food and...
Well, that's right, because, yeah, European women, but not European men, really.
Yeah, and so, like, Russian guys, I don't like them a lot because they have so big choice, so just why they're, like, too... picky, too rude, they little bit different. American men, they too scared of you, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw some interview that you did at the AVN Awards and you said you like bald guys, is that right?
Yes, yes, I like bald guys.
Really?
Yes, I still do.
Damn it, I shaved my head 2 years ago because my friend had cancer and I grew it out.
But, oh.
Why is that? You just like slapping the head or it's just a good look, or oh, you like rubbing it? Okay.
It's my anti-stress.
Like a crystal ball.
Yeah, because like, you know, like I just come to my boyfriend, like for example, he sit on the chair, like I open up my teeth, I put my teeth on his head and start just like rubbing his head by my hands and my teeth. And you know, in the same time, both of us, we feel like so good.
That's hot.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's make me really like, it's make me calm. Huh.
I better shave the head again. I don't know, but now what is it? What I've interviewed a lot of porn stars, and like I said at the beginning, we were talking about it. I would say what's surprising is how smart they are, and you are obviously as well based on this interview. But they all have like weird things that have happened. Is there any weird things that have happened on the shoot? What's the weirdest thing that happened?
I always get this question, and I can say I'm most boring person about, like, because nothing weird happened in my shoots. No, I don't remember. I just right now I remember some moment, like it was in Europe and Czech Republic. We shoot for legal porn, which as I told, like, which is like extremely hard. It was a very weird scene when I have to put like gynecological mirror, which is like, right, you know, make this spread.
Yes.
What? And it was like, you know, it was iron. And so like, yes. And this shit, like, you know, like go into her skin, and it was like so horrible and weird. And I look at the producers like, dude, you didn't know what it's going to be so hurtful. And like, I've been like, you know, I've been trying to put two my fingers like over this thing to like spread this ass to like just get out that stuff. So it's like most weirdest stuff. Like after, yes.
So they had you take over, like, what are you, a nurse? What, they have you take over that?
Yeah, we just need, we had to take it off, but because this is metal and this very soft skin inside.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yes, and like, so we spread that butt like hell, and like, oh, wow.
And nothing, like, even the first time you did anal, everything was fine and no problems.
No, I've been prepared very well, and I didn't eat. I just been like super worried about, like, you know, funniest moment about my anal sex was like my first anal, like, sex wasn't sure, like, in porn, because before I had the 3 times like bad experience, and so like it's been like kind of taboo for me, like anal, and like it was the reason, like, when I started to do porn, I've been thinking what porn guys have to fuck my ass right.
Yeah, and they're big, so they gotta. They gotta be very, very gentle.
You know, I wouldn't say what, like, all guys in porn have a huge dicks.
Really? I thought that was the point.
No, you know, like actually, it's not the Russia. Yes, we had the guys. I remember this was like, oh my God, you like your horse is your brother? Or like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, and here, like for example, I in Budapest as well. Here also, I see a lot of guys. I cannot say it's big. It's average. It's like it's nice shape. It's nice size. And it's totally cool like, to have sex and make it deep, make deep throat, put it in an ass and put it everywhere. And you know, the point in porn about the angle you shoot the stuff. For example, we shoot for Nobelize a long time ago. And the point was about like show big butt and big dick. Did you see big butt on me? No. And so we've been shooting in from the angle, like he had some like stairs, I mean like camera guy, and he shoot it like from the right angle. So the dick looks like that, like super huge, like double size. My ass look like I'm, I don't know, maybe like I'm granddaughter of Kim Kardashian, but it's no, it's all about, and like, for example, for a VR scene, it's not the need to have a guy with a big dick because you have to look show this natural about some stepsons and everything. Like, can you imagine like my little stepson with dick like this and like so? Like, no, like it's gonna be like natural. So it's gonna be normal guys with normal sizes, not like a super crazy. Of course, we have like guys with like super big sizes, but. I don't know, like I met a lot of guys with like average size, which is like super cool for me because I'm pretty small. I'm pretty small outside and inside as well.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and so like to, how to say, to show real pleasure, to be like, to enjoy this moment and like, I don't know, like to can like swallow like all that size, like so I need to be able, but when it's like something like super big, super thick. I even can. I'm not Jubilee Roberts. I cannot open my mouth. So why? And I wish I can, but I cannot. And so like for me, it's way better because like I can enjoy this and like I can show like real pleasure and like real sex. But when I think about like, oh my God, if I arch my back, he gonna like go through me.
Yeah. So you're not a size queen. You just. Average is fine.
Yes, it's pretty. You know, it's fine because all that story about like big sizes or not big size, it depends. It depends on people. Some girls so like big inside, even if they like super short, and so like they have a space to put it in. But yeah. Someone will not. And for example, G point, it's about like 5 centimeters after like vagina, like after you get in vagina. Five centimeters to get this fucking G point. 5 centimeters is like a. Oh, like it's 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah, it's yeah, like 6 inches.
Oh, so, no, 5 centimeters. It's about 3 inches.
3 inches, okay.
Yeah, and yeah, I just need to learn some measurement because it's like you know everything is different.
I don't know the metric system, so.
You know, in Russia it's different. Like now it's changed everything for me. And so, like you have, you need just like maximum like 3-4 inches, like to reach this like G spot.
Yeah.
So it's not necessary to have like I don't know some like beta and just like I don't know use how to say guys use the Kama Sutra like just learn some little anatomy and ask your woman like what do you need bitch what do you want
well I would leave out the bitch but sure yeah I think but the thing is a lot of women won't tell us or what happens too is like you'll get it just right. And they'll say, just, that's it. Keep doing what you're doing. And in your head, you try and concentrate on what you just did, and you lose it.
Oh, you know, actually, somehow to say, relationship about sexual action, it's very complicated because all of us, we always think like, oh my God, yes, I can talk about sex, I can do sex, like I can do whatever. But when it goes to your bed, when it's only like you and your woman.
Yeah.
What? People, why some people cannot tell, like, I want this, I want that. And so we become, like, super shy. It's very bad, and we have to, like, learn how to do different. Because, like, you know, do what you do, like, what I do. Like, now I did, like, 10 different actions, like, fuck.
Yeah.
And you know, even like for me, like with my relationship with my man, like we've been like discover each other, like we've been asking, like I don't like this, I don't like that, and like you know, it's always how to say very tiny word, because you know, for example, like you do something for me, and I'm like no, I don't like this, I do like this. Probably you'll get offended or something, like. But anyway, it's like, what? So like it's very gentle conversation.
No, if you say I don't like it, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, but so, you know,
that's healthy, and it takes a while to get to know somebody's body and really pleasure them, and really get them. You know, now do you have orgasms on camera, or are you faking it all the time?
I have sometimes, but you know, it's more about like you know, for example, like you almost here, and like cut, or something happened.
Oh, that sucks.
For example, like the like need to change position, or like if they need to, like camera guy need to take another angle or so, or like wherever. And a lot of time I remember about my life, a lot of time when you like okay I'm gonna come for real this time, like cut. And so many times it was like interrupted orgasm in my life during this scene. Yeah, and like sometimes we finish this, sometimes no, but I can come during the scene, but it have to be a lot of things around, like you know, like nobody have to ask like how to say, act like an asshole, like it's have to be good mood around, and like your partner or like she or he are gonna be like how to say nice. Yeah. And
so how are you making money these days, since the COVID you can't shoot, right?
So first of all, as my previous agent say, I'm old, so I know how to collect money for something like this. Second moment, as I think as everyone of our industry, it's only fans.
Yeah.
Only fans, I don't know, thanks God, thanks people who have created this. But they made amazing things ever, because it's not only about porn, it's for people who do some like art or whatever. But
oh yeah, no, I have a lot of people that do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And what's weird is the porn industry is probably the one industry that's really prepared for the COVID, in that, I mean, you got a computer and you can shoot yourself, you know, masturbating or whatever, or nude, and throw it on OnlyFans.
Yeah, you know, I've been... Thank you for this, like, bunch of time. Like, you know, during these 4 months of quarantine, all, like, a lot of time you're like, think I'm do porn. Like, I don't know. Like, well, like, of course, like, if I didn't do porn, like, I will do something else. But, like, oh, my God, now, like, when people, like, get crazy, don't have a job and everything, like, I can stay at home.
Wake up
whatever I want. Do wherever I want. Just, like, go in my shower to, like, I don't know, touch my pussy for a while. And I can
earn. I saw that. I like that.
Yeah, like, some guy can call me and tell me, like, okay, like, I send you money, like, do some video for me. And it's, again, like, 30, 20 minutes, okay, longer, if it's, like, something interesting. And, again, buff, you have a couple $100 or, like, $300 or, like, wherever during the, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it's like, wow.
And your fans are, for the most part, really cool. I'm sure there's a couple weirdos out there, but have they all been respectful? Are they all nice to you?
Usually people nice to me, because I'm totally not nice to people. You know, it's like... No, I cannot say what I'm not nice or something, but I expect the same respect. And
you should.
And you know, I do I act respectfully to people, and if someone don't, I just disappear from his or her life. If you like, you know, if you don't like me, just don't talk to me. It's weird, because it's exchange of bad energy, and like, who wants to get like someone's bad energy? And well, like,
unfortunately, these days, everybody. I mean, look at Facebook and all that shit. I mean, it's just,
oh my God,
everyone,
yeah,
just loves yelling at each other, and like.
Yeah, it's terrible now, especially after like all the things happen, this quarantine, these riots, and this like unfair things, and like all that stuff. People so sensitive and aggressive at the same time. I noticed it myself, because as I told you, like I'm a fire. Like to get this like fire for me, it's easy, and like so, like I've been like this like all my life. Like it's no matter quarantine or so, and I know how to live with this, like how to like shut up shut up my mouth and so. And even me, like, who trained for this, it's after all this time, it's been so hard to, you know, to control yourself. So, and I pretty understand people like, what now it's so, I don't know, offensive time, and you have to control everything you say, you have to control everything you do. At least you can think wherever you want.
Yeah, but you have the right thing. Instead of getting into a whole negative thing, you just let them go. And you do your thing, and you, I'll tell you, it's, where does the time go? It's already been an hour. I could talk to you all day. Over an hour, I think. I definitely respect you. I think you're not only beautiful, but very intelligent, charming, and very blunt. You do what you say, and your eyes are so expressive.
Thank
you. Before we go, and I'd love to have you back on. Hopefully we'll have a studio soon, have you come in. But tell everybody where they can see you, and give your OnlyFans, your Twitter, your Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you want. This has been the life.
Of course. So, like, first of all, like, yeah, thank you for having me, and my pleasure to come, like, come over for show, like, in person. And for everyone who wants to find me, my Twitter is _rush187_. My OnlyFans, it's just rush187. And if you want to find me on my Instagram, it's Godmother Rush.
Godmother Russian?
Godmother Rush.
Okay. This isn't there a Rush187 on Instagram too?
Yes, I have also 187 on Instagram too, but I'm shadow banned for like last 6 months, and people just won't see me, and I just made another account, so like, just in case.
Why all the 187s? Are you a killer? What's going on?
You know, actually, the funniest moment, what all people who have a 187 in their nickname, actually, like, pretty nice. It's, again, it wasn't on purpose. I just like this combination, 187. Because one, it's first, eight, it's, like, infinite. And seven, I don't know, seven is about winner. Like, 777 when you see in, like, your, like, game machine.
It's a lucky number, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's mean like you forever first winner. But you're not murder.
That's you, forever first winner.
Yeah, and like so it wasn't like on purpose, and just like I saw somewhere like this combination of digits, and like, okay, I love it, but I like to put some meaning in everything like I write and everything like I do. And so I'm like, what does it mean for me, 187? So first forever win.
So you're not doing drive-bys and spraying people with machine guns. It's forever first winner.
I only can do it if someone very wants it. Like, you know, if I tell, like, you know, I have a story, like my friends told me, teach me. Like, you know, I say I can tell it only 2 times. On third one, probably you will get hit.
And that's funny, too, because I was watching one of your videos, or a video where a guy was interviewing you in Russian, and they played some Russian rap, which I never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'll ever hear again. Are Russians good rappers, or?
Oh, you know, no. You know, no. I say it's a little bit weird because, you know, actually rap with some, or like, you know, when it was like time of Tupac Shakur, it's been like respect for rap.
Right.
Now it's gross rap. Lick my crack, lick my butt, blah blah blah. Bull. You know, I'm so sorry, but it disgusts me.
Yeah, yes. If you want to see that, go.
Yeah, because you know, like, yes, if you want to do porn, but you know, porn is 18 plus, and you cannot like listen it on the radio, on the TV, and everywhere. Right. But like, you know, this is like musician porn, like, you know, which is not forbidden. So like, I hate it. In Russia, it's not the rap. It's like, you know, some guys who pretend to be a rapper, like put a bunch of tattoos, but they still keep singing songs about love.
And I will say that you're one of the few porn stars that does not have tattoos, as far as I've seen.
Yeah, some of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to look closer. Crystal, you've been a delight. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope you had fun. I had a great time. And definitely check you out on OnlyFans. And I hope you get a lot of money, and I hope you do a lot more shower videos.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's been very cool and it's very interesting to talk, you know. I so much like to talk with people who know how to keep conversation.
Oh, thank you. And check me out on Goth Comedian on all social media, and everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.